So I like to talk about the songs and the song about victory and talk about what victory in Jesus really looks like. And I still remember meeting up with a pastor of a church about 30 years ago, and I just listened to a sermon that somebody gave me, and it was troubling to me, and he could tell I was troubled, and he said, "Why are you troubled?" And I said, "Well, I listened to this guy." He said, "Oh, he's good." And I pulled out my Bible and I read this chapter I'm going to read to you about faith. Because this guy was basically saying, if you have enough faith, you're going to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. You're going to have all your blessings on this earth. And that troubled me. Hebrews 11, all right? Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as the one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. I'm going to say it again. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So let's look what the reward looks like. All right? By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family, and by faith he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteous that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. Looking forward. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man who as good as dead came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. Talking about Abraham's descendants. All these people were still living by faith when they died. Okay? They're all living by faith. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he's prepared a city for them. So think about the faith that these people had was in what God was going to do for them in eternity. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be redeemed, be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshiped as he leaned on top of the staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses, his parents, hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. Okay, I'm going to read that one again. He chose to be mistreated okay, not living in abundance, but mistreated, along with the people of God, rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. Wow, that sure sounds like addictive behavior. The pleasures are for a very short time, right? They're a very short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking forward, looking ahead to his reward. Okay, again, think the focus here. Looking ahead. He endured the disgrace because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel, who was Jesus. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I don't have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others. Now, women received their back to life again. The dead back to life. So, all these were victories on this earth. All right? And they talked about the victories that were gained by faith. But now I want you to hear the rest. And I'm just reading the scripture here. Many times I come up and share things and I say, always question me if you want to hear where it's at in the scripture. And this time I decide just to start with the scripture and let it speak for itself, because it does speak very well for itself. All right? The scripture has a way of doing that. So women receive back their dead, raised to life again. I mean, wow, that's pretty awesome. You have enough faith in the people you love come back to life. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. These are people of faith. They were sawn in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. You know what it says about those people? That they didn't have enough faith? You know what it says? The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith. Commended. A very difficult life. And none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. God's promise, and it can be summed up with what Paul said when he talked about all that he went through, all the shipwrecks and torture and all the things. And he said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Right? God gives the faith to be overcomers in the midst of all the difficulty. And that is his promise, not to do away with the difficulty, because scripture is very clear. In this world, you will have much trouble. And endure hardship as discipline. This is what the world that we're in. And if we have the concept that if I have enough faith, and if I just trust Jesus enough, that I'm going to have this victory over all things, then when those things don't happen, we're going to be disillusioned and we're going to be discouraged. Say, it's not working out. All my bills didn't get paid. I didn't get healed. This didn't happen and that didn't happen. And so God isn't real. And we're going to be disillusioned because we misunderstood what he promised. He allowed his own son, who had great faith, to go through horrible life all along. And the disciples after that. In fact, it's interesting. When I talk to atheists sometime, and they don't believe the Bible, and of course, and I ask this one question, they really struggle with it. And I said, well, do you believe the Christians were persecuted? You know, historically? Yeah? It happened. And I said, and so they were at the very time, same time frame, as when Jesus was on the earth and he died, right? They go, yeah. And so I can understand people 100 years later or 1,000 years later dying for something that they believe is not true. You know, but I said, at the time they gave their lives for a lie, they knew he didn't rise from the dead, and yet they let themselves be tortured that way. Does that make any sense? Yeah, that's a good question. And they can't answer that one. Why, if you guys were at the time of Jesus, and you knew he really didn't rise from the dead and it was all a ruse, are you going to go die for it? You got to be kidding. You're going to say, forget this. I know it was all just, they stole his body. You know, I know what happened. I didn't see him. I don't know anybody really saw him. I'm not dying for this. You got to be kidding. You know, 100 years later, you might, because you believe Grandma and Grandpa and what they said. But the people died at the time that witnessed Jesus' death and resurrection, and they saw him alive after he died. And they knew people that they trusted that said, yeah, I saw him. I saw him. He was here for a week. He was here for 2 weeks. We ate with him. We talked with him. And they died for that belief. And they said, how much better is the faith of those, the Bible says, who did not see, but yet believe. So I just want to encourage you that it's discouraging and encouraging both. It's discouraging in the short term, because what I'm saying to you is, don't expect an easy life if you're walking with God. It might get harder, but you're going to be stronger. And you're going to be able to walk through the valley of the shadow of death and not fear evil and be able to handle it, because no matter what's coming against you, by faith, the power of God is going to be manifest in you and through you, so you are able to rise above whatever is going on.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And that is the promise of God that you will receive now if you trust in him. The Bible says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. You know, one of my people that I look at with the greatest admiration, he's not alive now, but he was all hunched over, and he was a good preacher. He was a lay preacher, you know, kind of like me, I guess. And he just always said, God is good all the time. And he had a hard time getting through life. And he had a wife who was pretty difficult. So I'm going, whoa, I kind of like met up and I'm going watching. And nothing touched him. Nothing touched him. No matter what happened, he's got a smile. God is good all the time. And he just had this peace. And you think of these people that we normally look at, heroes and people that you look up to, and they'd be the buff dudes and the guys that got life together, and they got popularity and health and all this kind of stuff. Man, it doesn't take much for them to get toppled. But this guy, nothing toppled him. And I go, that's what I want to be like. That's what I want to be like. I want to be like the guy that no matter what's coming against me, I say, God's good. You got this. You got this, because my foundation is on the rock. His foundation was on the rock. That's where his house was built. There was no sand there. So no matter what rains and streams came against him, he was all right. So anyway, that was all from the song.